Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. We'll resume our important series on the ADL shortly. But first, I wanted to devote some airtime to the Jewish reaction to the attacks at the synagogue in Pittsburgh this week. I'm indebted to the insights of Mark Glenn, editor at The Ugly Truth, for the insights and analysis in the first part of this broadcast, which I'll paraphrase here. The headline, the very headline, mind you, of Tuesday's piece in the Jewish Daily Forward is the same headline, word for word, we used for this broadcast today. Quote, "Of course we have to politicize the Pittsburgh bloodbath. That's what Jews do." Close quote. That's their headline. The writer, a Jew named Raphael Magarick, goes on to say, quote, "We Jews have always politicized tragedy, as politicization is the engine of Jewish survival and the process by which we take responsibility for our destinies." Close quote. There are two things about this that need special consideration. If a white man or woman, or a Gentile of whatever variety, were to write an op-ed piece in any publication with the title, "Of course the Jews have to politicize the Pittsburgh bloodbath, that's what Jews do," wherein only two letters of one word have been changed from the subjective first-person plural, we, to the definite article, the, in the third-person singular. The Jews as a group, whether they call themselves right, left, or anything in between, would engage in one of their made-to-order screeching campaigns, alleging that an anti-Semitic canard was being introduced to the discussion by a racist hater. The obvious point to this is that the Jews, in addition to many other markets, have monopolized that particular corner, specializing in using even the tiniest real or imagined loss or slight for political gain and enhanced specially protected victim status. A corner where they are knee deep in hypocrisy and double standards too. The only sane reaction to this is that non-Jews also be permitted to, or better yet, demand to, do the very same thing. That is, politicizing every damned thing that organized Jewish power has done throughout history that has had negative or deadly results for Gentiles. How about the Jewish-led starvation of tens of millions of Ukrainians, for starters? How about the Jewish-instigated deaths of millions of the best Russians during the early decades of the Soviet Union? How about the millions of white Europeans and Americans dead during the Second World War, which was fought for the interests and advancement of the Jewish power structure? How about after that war, when the Jews held the whip hand, the millions of Europeans, quote-unquote, repatriated to a certain death in the Soviet bloc, or slavery in its gulags? How about the millions of German prisoners after the war, left to starve and die in open-air killing fields? How about the dozens or hundreds of millions of white children slain in the womb, or never conceived, because of the horrific Jewish-led Holocaust of feminism? How about the ongoing murder campaign targeting white farmers happening as we speak in Zimbabwe, and South Africa after the Jewish power structure engineered the anti-white revolutions there? How about the ever-rising death toll and epidemic of rape caused by the Jewish-led open borders policies that made the migrant invasion possible in America and Europe? How about the decades-long campaign by Jewish academics and media bosses to inculcate white guilt and self-hatred in our people? How many suicides? How much childlessness, how much racial mixing has that genocidal campaign caused? I could go on and on and on all day, in fact. We need to relentlessly and righteously publicize all of these things and more, for we are in the right. The other item that needs special consideration is that this Jewish politicization of every tragedy, of every insult, of every failure to venerate, and practically of every hangnail, is a form of theatrics. They love being center stage, where the limelight is upon them and them only. They want all eyes on them. Mr. Glenn, the talented writer at The Ugly Truth, has coined a word for these Jewish theatrics. It almost sounds like the word drama, but it starts with a capital J instead of a D. Drama. They engage in all the drama necessary to achieve a climax, which always is intended to further the backward theocratic agenda which their forefathers began thousands of years ago, and which has been the real source of all anti-Semitism since the very moment that Jews first made their fatal appearance in human affairs. At least the author at the foreword gets one thing partly correct, even if only by accident and without realizing it, to wit, quote, "Anti-Semitic violence does not descend from the heavens mysteriously or rise without warning from the sea. Such violence is the result of specific historical circumstances, of concrete decisions by particular actors." Close quote. Indeed, indeed, such violence is the result of specific historical circumstances and of concrete decisions by particular actors. And those actors are none other than the Jews themselves and their history of anti-white, anti-Gentile, bigoted, supremacist, and oftentimes criminal behavior, all of which are the unavoidable outcome of those Judaic protocols found written in black and white within the pages of the ultimate book of hate, what the Jews call the Torah, and what we call the Old Testament. The ADL, by the way, tells us that the recent synagogue attack is the, quote, "worst anti-Semitic attack in the history of the United States." 11 Jews were killed there. The ADL and their friends in the media have printed millions upon millions of words, mostly lies, on the death of a single Jew, convicted sex killer Leo Frank, the only Jew ever to be lynched in American history. And 103 years after Frank's death, the words are still flooding the media. So we can expect many, many more millions of words then, politicizing what happened in Pittsburgh. It's already begun. In a series of articles designed to politically use the Pittsburgh attack as a pretext for online censorship of criticism of Jews, the ADL just published a list of what they call white supremacist terrorist acts, conspiracies, and plots against Jews. It's an interesting list. It catalogs, presumably exhaustively, acts against Jews since 1994. You need to read it carefully, though. In more than 20 years, they could find in their massive files only 12 incidents worth mentioning. In most of those incidents, zero Jews were killed. One case involved a couple of deranged carjackers, half of whose victims were their own family members. In the entire list, one Jew was killed. In a country of 300 million people, one death in 20 years. If they extended that 20 years to 200 years, I doubt that the total would be more than two. And that's just because they'd naturally include Leo Frank. Wow, what an unsafe place hateful, racist America is for Jews. Time to abolish freedom of speech. Those who must be venerated say so. Perspective. You need perspective. Compare those losses, two in 200 years, to the death toll caused by the Jewish policies of multiracialism and open borders. How many hush crimes are covered up by the Jewish-controlled media? How many rapes of white women by invaders in the last 20 years? How many in the last 20 days? How many incidents like the white woman in Mississippi doused with gas and set on fire by the content of their character? How many like the white mom in Virginia raped by mestizo invaders in front of her own infant and toddler? And then tortured with boiling water. Invaders who wouldn't be here without Jewish-led open borders policies. And then the crime is totally censored by the Jewish media bosses, so hardly anyone even knows about it. How many attacked and killed in the nationwide epidemic of the knockout game? How many white girls propagandized by slick Jewish media into giving themselves up to what amounts to sexual slavery? And what about the massive death toll caused by the Jewish media and Jewish feminism inducing white women to slay their own children in the womb? Then, compare that to the terrible Jewish loss of life in America. Two in 200 years until last week. 13 in 200 years, if you include Pittsburgh. With the list of mass killings orchestrated by the Jewish power structure I just recited, over 100 million white people dead, at least. Compare it with the number of Palestinian kids we enable the Jews to kill every single month of every single year. Compare it with the dozens of millions of killings in the Middle Eastern wars and drone attacks and siege-like embargoes that Washington has committed and is committing at Jewish insistence. Now, should the resistance to the ongoing genocide of our people be in the form of what Robert Bowers apparently did? No, it should not. I find what Bowers did harmful to the cause of our people and harmful to the cause of racial separation and self-determination. And I also find it somewhat suspicious. Bowers engages in a quick flurry of friending and liking and reposting as many pro-white people as he can find on social media, with the result that all of those innocent truth-tellers can be linked to a murder spree and used as a justification for more censorship. By the way, when Timothy McVeigh was about to commit the Oklahoma City bombing in a pre-social media age, he bought a Liberty Lobby phone card and used it to make a long series of telephone calls to pro-white groups, some of which he just hung up on after the call was answered. The phone records were valuable propaganda tools for the Jewish media and organizations, since they linked McVeigh to pretty much everyone the Jewish groups wanted to smear. Oh, and another by the way, Bowers had at least two social media accounts, Facebook and Gab. Gab is now shut down and looking for a new host over this affair. But no one is even thinking about shutting down Facebook. Facebook is Jewish-owned and heavily censored. Bowers correctly criticizes powerful and massively funded Jewish organizations like the HIAS, which facilitate the invasion of our nation and the genocide of our people. And then what does he do? He goes to a place where basically harmless and probably clueless Jews are praying, many of them elderly, and massacres them, generating the absolute maximum possible amount of revulsion, horror, and hate directed at racially conscious whites, and the absolute maximum possible amount of sympathy and super-enhanced ultimate victim status for the Jewish groups. Ensuring a future for white people requires that we organize for our interests, become a viable organization and racial community within existing nations, an organization and community that successfully spans multiple generations, and ultimately attain permanent and impregnable power over a defensible and self-sustaining territory, all while maintaining our uncompromising racial principles. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance, founded by William Luther Pierce in 1970. This program is published every week at whitebiocentrism.com and nationalvanguard.org. Please write to us at National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We welcome your support, your inquiries, and your help in spreading our message of hope to our people. You can also help us by visiting natall.com/donate. That's natall.com/donate. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you of the words of Richard Berkeley Cotton. Freedom is not free. Free men are not equal. And equal men are not free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.